ראש חודש אדר, כשנכנס אדר מרבים בשמחה. I think one of the best ways is to get ready for the Simcha of Purim is to start learning a new Masechta, start learning Psochim. It says that 30 days before Shailim V'Dorshin Hilchas HaChag, 30 days before Yontif, you're supposed to learn about the Halachas of the Yontif. The Halachas of Purim, we will talk at Mitzvah and have a shmuz, hopefully tomorrow night. But the halachas of Pesach are a little more complicated, and so we'll try the, we have about a month to try to really understand the inyonim of the yontif of Pesach. It says shoylim v'dorshin. What's the inyon of shoylim v'dorshin? Could be al pidrush. Shoylim means the lomdus. It means the mitzvahs hayoyim. What exactly we're supposed to do on the yontif. V'dorshin is the avoidas hayoyim. Supposed to, in Drush, we're supposed to take out whatever we're supposed to get out of the Yontif. So we'll start today the Yisoidis. It might sound a little simple, but for years and years, the more I learn Psochem, the more I see it, that all the various parts are interwoven. So if you get the Yisoidis now, hopefully it'll help you. The Yontif of Pesach, we have Min HaTorah. Pashtas, there are three mitzvahs min haTorah on the Yontif of Pesach. One mitzvah, two mitzvahs aseh, basically, and one mitzvah lois aseh. The mitzvah aseh is to eat matzah, korban pesah, moror. That's all the mitzvahs of eating. Then there's the mitzvah of sipur yitzias mitzrayim, to talk about yitzias mitzrayim. Those are the mitzvahs aseh. And their zman is really only the first night, Pashtas. After the first night of Pesach is over, there's no more, these mitzvahs I say are no longer a chiyuv. Matzah, according to the shita, famous shitas of the Goyen, and other meforshim, is a makayim a mitzvah if you eat matzah all 7 days. But you don't chiyuv to eat matzah, so the mitzvahs I say are finished once the first day is over. What we're working on this year is the lois aseh. There's one main lois aseh with the yontif of Pesach. There's really two, really, but it's all the main. It's called chometz, and this inyan of chometz is a whole world in itself. So the first thing is, let's try to first. There's many different protim about chometz. The first thing is, let's touch up. What is chometz? When we talk about chometz, what exactly do we mean? On that, there are two mishnas. One mishnah I ask you to learn, and one mishnah I didn't tell you. There's the mishnah in Mem Ches Amud Beis. The mishnah in Mem Ches is good to know. That mishnah talks about what we call chometz gomer. Chometz, real chometz. And simply, real chometz means that when water comes in contact with flour, and there's nothing is done to it. The contact between the water and the flour, if it sits for a time, which lahalacha, to make things simple, it sits for 18 minutes without anything being done to it, even after if it was, let's say, even if it was kneaded together, but before it was baked, water and flour come in contact for 18 minutes. It starts to get spoiled. It starts to get, what Gemara, the Mishnah calls it, cracks. It starts to get siduk. Cracks, because it's sitting there and the air creates, there's a chemical reaction, and it starts to get, like sort of, it gets cracks in it. That's chometz gomer. And the Torah says that there's, if a person eats such chometz, even if it was baked later, but since it was already chometz, it's called chometz gomer, and there's an issur of koris to eat a kezayis of chometz. Now, there's another level of chometz, really two levels, which is not chometz gomer. It does not carry with it the complete din of chometz. That's called chometz nukshe. Nukshe, the simple translation means it's hard. In other words, it's not regular chametz that's edible. The chametz nukshe simply means that it didn't get completely, the cracks did not get so big. Like the Gemara in Daf Mem Ches says, the real cracking is when they're interwoven. It really gets caked up and really gets the cracks meet. But if it didn't mix the cracks yet, or hechsifu panav, it means the color changed. It got it's no longer white. Normal dough, when you make it and you knead it, it has a nice white color. Hechsifu panav, the Gemara gives a mushel, like somebody who gets scared, his face, his color changes in his face. If the color of the dough changed, so the din is that is no iser koris. That's called chometz nukshe. It's a lower level. And a chometz nukshe, the Gemara learns out min haturi, and I'll not eat it. Because it says kol machmetz. The Torah added an extra word. Even a lower level of chometz. That's called chometz nukshe. And the third type, which is has the same halacha like chometz nukshe, means it's called chometz, please. This should be written down also. It's just as important as everything else. This is mamish, you say this, that will help you for the whole parik. Very important to know. So chometz, we talked about chometz gomer, chometz nukshe, and now the third category of chometz is called chometz al yidei taruvis, which means something original, real chometz, but it got mixed up with other ingredients. Now, when you hear mixing up, when you hear, you think about the laws of Bittul Beroi. So obviously, if it got mixed up with so much that it was completely lost, and there was no taste, or you couldn't totally lost, so then certainly it's bottled, it's finished. There's no more chametz anymore. When we talk about chametz al yedei taruvis, we mean it fell into other ingredients, but not enough that you can't taste it. You could still tell that it's there, but it's called, there's not enough, the lumdish term is, it's not a kezayis bechtei achilas pras. That means if you'd eat a normal meal out of it, let's say the chametz would get mixed up with other foods. If you'd eat a normal meal, you wouldn't have digested a full kezayis of the chametz. It was, the ratio was too small. It was a little chametz with a lot of potatoes or something like that. So it comes, that's called chametz al yidei taruvis. So then again, min ha'tara, there's an iser to eat the mixture, but it doesn't carry with it the iser of koris. It's considered chametz, but there's a special posik. Normally, a regular treifis falls in, so then it could be mechal. There's no iser stam treif in the veil of chazer. Shimshon, is that what you mean to ask? But the regular various, if they get mixed in, so it could be mechal. The old tam kikir lav deraisa. I don't want to get confused. Could be mechal. There's no iser. Even though you can sense the taste there. But by chametz al yidei taruvis, there's a special pasuk that since in the ingredients there's a little mixture of chametz, it's on the second level of an iser. Yeah, pasuk that goes from the same pasuk. So I explained, but the Torah says this, that the Torah put an iser on this mixture. That's the Chiddush HaTorah, that in the mixture it's iser. So Bekitzer, we have really three kinds of chametz. Before we even talk about any problems, that's what was the three cases of chametz. Chametz gomer, chametz nukshe, and chametz edei teruvis. The last two are, again, iser without karis. There's a lav, there's an iser, but the main chametz which carries with it, like you learn in Tosfos, there's an iser of karis. That's only chometz gomer, a bagel, a piece of bread, something that's simply bread and water and flour that rose, that it was, even if yeast was not put into it. We're not going into the problem of seor, yeast, mamish. We're talking about normal, kosher, simple flour and simple water, but by the fact that it was left alone, and that's only in Avatzlus, the whole beer chometz, chometz represents laziness, because how does chometz come? By just letting the flour and the water sit. But if there would not be any atzlus, in other words, a woman would sit and be kneading the dough, she could knead it 10 hours, it would never turn into chametz. Because as long as there's an activity being done, it can't turn into chametz. That's what chametz symbolizes, the atzlus of, and that's why, again, in Jewish, perhaps that goes into the inyan why the Torah said not to eat chametz on Pesach, to remind ourselves that we rushed out of Mitzrayim and we didn't just sit there waiting. Okay, the kitzur, that's the cheftz of chametz. Now, what about what isurim did the Torah put on chametz? So here, what did the Torah tell us about chametz? So, min haTorah, this is all min haTorah now. In haTorah, there are three dinim. Two lois aseh, and one aseh. In chametz itself, two mitzvahs lois aseh, and one aseh. The first aseh is achila, obviously. That's the iser of achila, not eating it. The second iser, what? Not to eat it. The second iser is, and it's a shaila, it's really two and one. Yeah, loisase, loisaychel. That's a loisase. Pardon? What? Yeah, that's a loisase. The next loisase is loyeroi lecho, loyeroi, and loyemotse. In the Aramaic, it's bal yeroi, bal yemotse. But it means the same thing. Bal means loy. Loyeroi, loyemotse. Does not mean literally don't look at chametz. There's nothing wrong with watching a goyish baker bake chametz on Pesach. There's nothing wrong with it. Lo yeroa lecho chametz, lo yimotze lecho. The iser basically the Torah says, and there's a whole interesting maram shikin. Really, two averas or one avera. Usually, bal yeroa and bal yimotze go together. Simple, basically, they always go together. The Torah says, don't own chametz. Don't be an owner on chametz. What goes into ownership, I'm throwing in a big lumnus, is what goes into ownership is means you're the you being the bailam, owning it, the money value, and having control over it. So that's when the Torah says lo yiroa l'chov, lo yimotze l'chov, means don't own it like your own meat. You don't own it. Don't have control over it. Remember, there's shaloyim b'shusa. I'm just throwing that in. Pashtus, the Torah is saying, don't be an owner on chametz during 7 days, even if you don't plan to touch it. Okay, so those are the two loisa says. I have to back up 1 minute. In the iser of not eating chametz, there's a big machlokes rishonim, machlokes tanoim. Sorry, machlokes tanoim. What about when the Torah says not to eat chametz? What about having pleasure from it? Is it aser bano also, or maybe not? Nevela, you're not allowed to eat, but you're allowed to sell, you're allowed to use it for firewood. Other boser b'chola, milk and meat that gets cooked together, not only you're not allowed to eat, but you're not allowed to have any pleasure from it. You have to just dispose of it. Chametz is a machlokes. Most tanoim hold it's aser b'hano. You're not allowed to, even though all the Torah says lo ye'ochol, don't eat it. There's a whole sugi in the second parak, Chizki and Rebavua, a whole machlokes amiroyim, the two famous shasim and Chizki and Rebavua. Whenever the Torah says don't eat something, usually it also means don't have any hano. And that's how we paskin. But Rabbi Yossi Aglili, there is one Tana who says chometz is like nevela. You're only not allowed to eat it, but you are allowed to have pleasure from it. But we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, but you'll find in Lomdus, it comes up many times, this shita. But the issue of eating is way push it, let's go. It also includes not having any anno. Okay, then we have the issue of Bal Yeroa, Bal Yemotze. And now we're going to the mitzvah saseh. The Torah says, Tashbisu Se'or Mibateichem. Tashbisu is a very interesting word. Tashbisu, the simple root of the word Tashbisu comes from the word Shabbos. And in Lomdus it comes out very important. The Torah says, let your chametz rest. Tashbisu. Make the chametz rest from your houses. The Torah does not say Tevaru, destroy chametz. Even though that's the Lashon Albir chametz, the Rabbanan later on it developed that way. But in the Torah itself, Tashbisu, Shavas, make chametz rest. Obviously, if you destroy it, you rested it. You can't do anything with it. It's not going to go anywhere if it's destroyed. But in Tashbisu, you look at what is the Lashon of the the Targum, I forget, but the Achrayim bring down, if you anybody remember, is also a lotion of to let it rest. It should be rested. So in the mitzvahs asay of Tashbisu, Chometz Mibateichem, there's a beautiful Minchas Chinuch in your own, you get a chance. The Minchas Chinuch works very much on the Shiloh, what exactly does the Torah want with this mitzvah sasei? We already know, lo yiroa lecha v'lo yimotze. We already know you're not supposed to own chametz. So what is the Torah requiring tashbisu? The Torah is what else is there? Lo yiroa, you're not supposed to have. So what's this tashbisu? There's three pshatim. The most chiddush the pshat is like this, that even if a person had no chametz, he had no chametz to his name. Either he's allergic to chametz. So bal yiroa, bal yimotze is no problem. Still, he would have to go out to the store, Erev Pesach, buy a kezias of chametz and destroy it. Because the Torah says, tashbisu, so'or yibatechem. Just like the Torah says, put on tefillin every day and sit in the sukkah for 7 days, tashbisu. Take chametz and own it and then destroy it. That's one pshat. The second pshat is, no. That if a man has no chametz, why so logically should he go buy it and then destroy it? It's only, so to speak, like a lavanitik la'eseh, like just like by Shulach HaKan. Like then we had, don't take the children with the mother. Shaleach tishalach esa'im. So the same thing would be chometz. The Torah says, lo yiroa lo yimotze. The Torah doesn't want you to own chometz during Pesach. But if you do own it, what should you do in order to correct or not be over the iser of bal yiroa? Or not, so the Torah says, if you have chometz, destroy it.
According to the first
chat, it's a separate thing. Well, the Minchas Chinuch talks about it. I can't say for sure whether there are poskim who have that, who talk about that. But there is in the Minchas Chinuch, I'm not sure. I forget. I didn't get a chance this time to look it up. That's it. Then you do the mitzvah. Put it in your house. What? You would have to buy in order to make it boteichem. I mean, you can't. You won't be mekayim tashbisu somebody else's chametz. No, the first pshat holds you do have to. That's what I said. You'd have to b'teichem. What pshat b'im b'teichem? Your chametz, pashtus, it means your chametz sitting in your house, which you have control over. So according to the first pshat tashbisu, go and do an action. You must get up and once a year take chametz and destroy it. If you don't own it, go buy it. The second pshat is no. If you don't have any chametz, just stop to do that. Why should you have to do that? It's only to, it's part, it's a partner with Bal Yeruah, Bal Yimotze. In fact, the Gemara, there's a famous Gemara, I think it's Daf Tzadik, that calls Lo Yeruah, Lo Yimotze, a lav hanitik le'ese. Just like Gezela, Lo Yisigzel, don't steal, and if you steal, correct it by returning. So there's a combination. You have by Shulach HaKan, Machlokes, lav hanitik le'ese. So here, the other pshat would be, the second pshat is, but the same thing is by chametz. There's a mitzvah, there's a loisa say, don't have chametz. And if you have it, get a mitzvah. We won't give him malchus for having it. Instead of giving him malchus, tashbisu. Let him take this chametz that he was not supposed to have in his house and get rid of it. If you learn according to the first pshat, it could be it's not a navanitik l'essay. Because the lav, it doesn't go together, the lav and the essay, always. Because even if you had no chametz, you had to go out and buy it. I'm just showing you that you could look at it two ways. You could either say that tashbisu is a nitik, it corrects the lav of lo yiroa, or it's a separate mitzvah sasei. That's right. He doesn't have to do anything. That's the chiddush in the first pshat and the second pshat. The Minchas Chinuch goes even further, and he says it's possible that it's not even a mitzvah asay. He calls it like an iser asay. He says that if a person keeps chomet, there's no mitzvah to do anything. The main law is don't have chametz. But the Torah, if a person has chametz in his property, not only was he mevatel, did he get a punishment of Balyura, Balyumatze, but get a third punishment because he left chametz around and he didn't let it be mushbas. He didn't let the chametz rest at his property. He kept the chametz around. The nafkamina between the second pshat and the third pshat is, the second pshat is when you have chametz around, there's a mitzvah saseh. Then, like shechita, when you must do it, and maybe there's a certain way to do it, we'll see later on, maybe burning it, maybe special way, that's all in the second pshat. If it's the third pshat is tashvisu, is not an action. Tashvisu is only make sure that there's no chametz around. But there's no positive action what to do. Now, but you've heard, I'm sure, many lumdas here over the years, hachloikis, ein bi'a chametz ala sreifa. Obviously, this all ties in very much, as b'shosu b'chol dover, hom hachloikis, what exactly is it, how are you supposed to get rid of the chametz? So this minchas, this chinuch, is a very basic, the minchas chinuch, that there are three ways to look at the mitzvah of tashbisu. Either mitzvah chiyuvis, again, nothing to do with the lav, you have to see to it to at least burn a kezayis. And if you do one kezayis on the rest of the chametz, it could be you've already finished the mitzvah. That's another chiluk between the first pshat and the second pshat. According to the first pshat, on one kezayis, once you've done that already, the mitzvah's over. According to the second pshat, it could be tashbisu is on any chametz that you have. And as long as you have chametz, in order not to be over by your oil, you have a mitzvah of tashbisu on all chametz. It's not only a din like eating matzah one kezayis, and I'm finished. It's tied to the lav, and the lav is on all the chametz. And the third pshat is that it's it's another way of saying lo yeruah. Yeah, yes. According to the first pshat.
The kezayis,
no, but after the first kezayis, I don't know, so sure, on all of them. All right, you can go deeper in that also. Push it after the first kezayis. Yeah, I hear what you're timing, but love that. I hear what you're timing, but try to think if you could say that way also. What? No, the Torah is giving him to make it stronger, that he'll have more three ways. The Torah could have said Bal Yerua by itself. The Torah is adding Lo Yimotze, Tashbisu, since Chometz has Korah, since Chometz is such a terrible thing, so the Torah added on Tashbisu also. Yeah.
The original question is why the Tashbisu, right?
That was just a question. I just showed you that there's the word tashbisu is not simply destroying. The word tashbisu comes from the word shavas, make the chametz rest. So it come out that according to the third pshat, it works out better. Tashbisu, in other words, it's just saying, just like William Roy is telling us, don't own it. Tashbisu is saying it means there should be no chametz alive in your property. According to the first pshat or the second pshat, which is a ma'isa of destroying chametz. To be misakin the lav, so the lashon of tashbisu is sort of an indirect lashon. I'm just showing you that's why it's possible to have so many different pshatim. The Torah would have said tisrefu, ach bayam arishin tisrefu chametz vibateichem, we wouldn't have all the lamdash Torah to talk about. The Torah Akdosh Hashem Yisborach wrote such a word, tashbisu, that you could look at it as a positive, you could look at it as a negative, and therefore that's why it gets so complicated. Okay. The kids said we talked about the lav, the two lavim, and we talked about the asay, which has to do with chametz. Now, let's talk a little about the zmanim. Every mitzvah and every lav has certain times. And this also will be very helpful. This mitzvah has certain times that will help to understand many of the complicated points in this inyan of chametz. Each, we said there's two lois aseis in chametz, and there's two aseis, and there's one asei in chametz. When do they apply? What are the zmanim, the times, when these dinim apply? So for the isser of eating chametz, there are basically three zmanim, three different time zones. One, Taisus mentioned it, at the end of Taisus you learned today, one is called kaidim zmanim. Kodem Zmanai means from Chatzos on Erev Pesach, even though the Yontif didn't start yet. But min ha-Torah. Min ha-Torah, this is not the Rabbanan. All these in Yonim are min ha-Torah, these are the basics. That's why it's so important to get them down solid now. Min ha-Torah, even though Pesach didn't start yet, till Seis ha-Kerchovim or Shkia of the 15th day of Nisan, starts from Seis, but with Suffolk we start from Shkia, but from the beginning of the 7th hour of the day, of Erev Pesach, the 7th hour of the day, already starts the laws of Chometz. How do you measure the 7th hour of the day? So there's a whole big shaila how to measure. Either you start 7 hours from Alois HaShachar, from the time the morning star comes up, or from Honetzacham. There's an interesting thing here, I just go off a little. I said Honetzacham. Most of you are probably used to hearing Netzacham. Netz. But I was Lecha, being Baruch Hashem, living next door to Rav Yankov Zatzal for many years, and later on I saw in Svarim, the Rashiva, the Rav Yankov Zatzal, was always mocking me. He always said, Henetzacham. It's a mistake. It's Honet, that's part of the word. Henetzacham. It's not just Netz. That's like a shorter version. It became, I guess, so to speak, a short. But technically, Honetzacham. Like Henitza Harimainen. Heinitzu, it means just like the sun starts to shoot out. You find by fruits, when they start to blossom, Heinitzu Rimoinim, the pomegranate started to blossom. Honetzacham is 72 minutes after Alois HaShachar. So there's a whole question, when did the day really start when you're counting? Does it start from the morning star, or start from the time of the sun coming up? There's also a shiloh, when does the day end? Do you count the end of the day by Shkia, or do you find when the sun goes down, or when the Tzeisek and Chovim, when the stars come out? I'm not going into that. It's a whole big shaila had a cheshbon. But you take 6 complete hours from either the Alois HaShachar or Honetzacham, and you six complete hours. That means the end of the 6th, the beginning of the 7th, starts already the Isser of eating. However, there's no Isser Chorus. Even on Chometz Gomer, if a man would take a donut and it would eat at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Pesach, he would, even though it's Chometz, Mamish Chometz, he does not, there's no punishment of Chorus until actually during the 7 days of Pesach.
It's
all Minatar. They get Malkus, Pashit, Oskol, but he will, since it's Kaidim Zamane, there's no Chorus yet until at night. During Pesach, now. He's not allowed to eat any chometz before Zman. During Pesach there's a Yisr Koros. After Pesach is again a machlokes tanoim. Some hold after Pesach chometz that was, it's called chometz she'ovar olav ha-Pesach, chometz that was in the property of a Jewish person, or that was made or kept by a Jew during Pesach. According to one Tana, it's like Kodim Zmanu. That means there's a lav, but there's no chorus. It's called La'achar Zmanu. But we pass in Min HaTorah, the Yisr goes off. Min HaTorah, even the chometz that was baked during Pesach. After Pesach, is no Yisr. But the Chachomim made a knas. The problem with buying baked goods or baked things is only Min HaKnas. The Rabbanan said, since the person was a chevraman and he kept chometz and he was erev b'ayu matzeh, don't eat his chometz. But I'm just showing you, technically, there's one sheet that holds taket la'achas mana is issi deraisa, and others hold it's only a knas midrabbanan. This is all as far as the isser of eating chometz is concerned. What about the isser b'ayu roa b'ayu matzeh, having chometz? So here, when does that start? When does the isser of owning chometz begin? It's a big machlokes rishayim. We'll have it later on. Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, other rishayim. There's no bayo. We're talking about eating. That's all.
So,
no, there's no chorus. The shaila is an isser deraisa derabbana, knas. That's right. And we pass in taka that it's a knas. It's only a knas. But some shiitas hold that it would be usher, even in a loyal and void, it would be usher. Once chometz became usher during Pesach, the isser would stay, but there would not be a punishment of chorus. So it would be... No. I don't know the names after. Tanoim. Chalag is Tanoim. It's Daf Lamed. You have later on the Gemaras over there. These are very important Gemaras, which you won't, I don't think inside you'll get a chance to learn this time. So I'm speaking it out because in Lomdus it'll come in. There will be Negea Lamaisa, even while we're learning now. Now, what about what are the Zmanim for the Lav of Bal Yeroa Bal Yemotze? So, Machlokes, some Rishonim hold that Bal Yeroa Bal Yemotze starts also at 7 hours. In our Torah, just like you're not allowed to eat, that you're not allowed to have chometz min haTorah. The Isser Valyurah Valyamotze will start right away after the seventh, after the end of the sixth hour. And other Rishonim say no. The end of the sixth hour. That means right as soon as the seventh hour starts. I can't say. It's called Tchila Sheva. Soif Sheish Tchila Sheva. It's the second half, because assuming the day has 12 hours, and even if you have a smaller type of a day, it's called Shor's Manios, if you're familiar with that. That means it's not simply 60 minutes to the hour. And halacha, an hour is really, it's Shor's Manios, it's proportionate. If the day is, let's say, much shorter, it's let's say only 9 hours, so 9 hours to the day, so each hour is going to be only 45 minutes long. It's called Shor's Manios. I'm just throwing that in, that when we talk about Shor's, we don't mean simple 60 minutes the hour. We mean a part of the day. The sixth hour means after the end of the sixth part, you take the day from morning to night, whatever, and you divide it up, the amount of minutes you divide it, the amount of time you divide it into 12 equal parts. So it could come out 45 minutes to an hour. I'm just throwing this in, halacha, it's called Shor's Manis. But anyway, getting back to the Shaila, what about Bal Yeroa Bal Yemotze? So some Rishonim hold Bal Yeroa Bal Yemotze, the Isser of owning chometz starts at night. There's no Isser min haTorah of Bal Yeroa and Bal Yemotze during the day. This is a tremendous Kiddush Halachos. You'll see later on, it comes in Rashi's and Halacha Lamaisa. It might sound a little very simplistic this year, but hopefully you realize that later on when you get into the Lomdus, you'll appreciate what I'm telling you now. This took me years to really get as clear as I'm able to say over now, because usually you just go right into the Lomdus and the Kashas and the Teretz and the Svarim, and you don't realize that it's based on the simple Shaila. When the Torah says, Lo Yeroev, Lo Yemotze, when does it start? Does it start at the same time you're not allowed to eat, which is at the beginning of the seventh hour, or is it only at night? That's a big machlokes. Machlokes until, all right, we'll see. For that lumdus. But let me try to get a little, I would like to, I'm sure everybody's starving for a lumdus shesvara. So try to have the maisa, it's almost the end of this year. Here, you say this, you'll say the lumdus yourself. Now, the zman of tashbisu, when is the zman of this inyan of tashbisu? So again, if you learn that it's the first, learn like the first inyan or the second, it's really depending which of the three shatim you're going to say in tashbisu. I mean, according to the last one, it's all tied to Bal Yeroa Bal Yemotze. Whenever you're even Bal Yeroa Bal Yemotze, that's when you're supposed to think tashbisu. We'll work our way backwards. If you learn the first pshat or the second pshat, in the Machlokes, is tashbisu it's certainly b'yom harishon. That the pasuk says, "Ach b'yom harishon tashbisu," and yom harishon means erev yontif. So certainly tashbisu does not wait until yontif at night. The shaila is, and this is very technical. When it gets halacha lemaisa, is the mitzvah of tashbisu before the end of the sixth hour? In other words, see to it that you should destroy. It should be destroyed by the time before the second half of the day comes, or achbayam arishin tashbisu means that wait till the second half of the day, which starts at the beginning of the seventh hour, and then at that time when it's already in the time of the second half, then start the hashbos. So it comes out very tricky today, because today everything gets pushed off anyway. The chachomim added on; they made everything earlier. That's why today it's a little tricky. Because they added on an hour earlier for everything. They didn't want a person to get too close to the Zman HaYisr. But in one way, according to some shittas, we are not really being Mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu correctly. Because if you learn Tashbisu is Ach Bayom Harishon, that you're supposed to wait until the second half of the day, the Gemara says Ach is half Tashbisu. So by the Chachamim saying you better do it earlier, we really do 2 hours way early, much earlier. According to some sheep, it's really in the Bakul, and this is the same Tashbisu. Because Tashbisu is supposed to be, if you learn it to Mitzvah Saseh, not just a ticket on the lav, if you learn it's a mitzvah zaseh, and that mitzvah is supposed to be done later, we have a big problem today with that mitzvah, when to be makayim the mitzvah. Because according to many Rishonim, Tashbisu is you only fulfill in the beginning of the second half of the day, which is the beginning of the seventh hour. And the Chacham Lamaisa today, we do it much earlier. No, because the Zrizis, you make a meal on the fourth day. Say Zrizis. Zrizis is, the Zmana, the meal is on the eighth day. The Zrizis in the morning, as soon as you can, on the eighth day. But to do it earlier, if the din is Ach B'yam Arishon, that Tashbisu must be, the action of Tashbisu has to be in the second half of the day, so the only thing is, Rabbanan could be afraid that maybe you'll be over, depending on the complications, maybe you'll be lazy. Because of a problem with Bal Yeroa, they said, forget about the mitzvah Tashbisu. But really, it's going to come out that you're losing the mitzvah min haTorah by being machmer today. That's why it's very complicated exactly what happens on Erev Pesach. Because you have, besides the bittul, we didn't get into yet. But even without going into the problem of bittul, simply Tashbisu, which means to destroy the chometz, which today, as we make the fire and we throw it in, according to some Rishonim, that really should be done only after the beginning of the seventh hour. So this is all Hakdama. Now we'll begin the Shir. So now you have Bechara, like when you learn the Mishnah, Oral Arbaasa, right? Oral Arbaasa, Boikines HaChometz. So Rebbe HaKadosh says that besides everything I told you, there's two mitzvahs Lois HaSei, not to eat Chometz and not to have Chometz. And then there's a mitzvah that say that when take chometz and burn it, Rabbi HaKadosh comes along and says that or larva also there's a nuzma. A night before, many 12 hours really, before the time of the seventh hour, that the Chacham Rabbi says, Boidkin es hachometz la'or haner. You make a bedika, you start looking for chometz. Now first of all, I'll ask you a kasha. It says, "Boikin es hachometz." Kol mokem she'ein machnisim bechometz ein tzorach bedika. For years, it always bothered me, and maybe this year I have a teretz. B'chor, when you learn the Mishnah, it should have said, "Kol mokem she'machnisim bechometz tzorach bedika." Shouldn't have said any place. We're talking about the Rabbanon. Rebbe says you're supposed to make the bedika. So shouldn't have it said that where should you make the bedika? Wherever there's a place that there's chametz in. Rebbe HaKadosh didn't say that. Rebbe said, if you never brought chametz in, you don't have to make the bedika. So, l'chora, it's why didn't the Mishnah simply say that there's a chiyuv to make bedika? Another kash is, it doesn't say chayev livdoi. It doesn't say chayev, it says boitkin. That could be a minig also. Boikin es hachometz. The lashon of boikin means people do it. It should have. Why didn't Rebbe, who wrote the Mishnah, say there's a mitzvah to do it, there's a chiyuv to do it, sarach livdai? All Rebbe said is boikin. No, we say has says boikin. They were boikin. You are boidik. It doesn't say that you have to. By most mitzvahs, it says Hakol chayovim betzitzis, hakol chayovim besukkah. Why didn't it say Arla Barosa chayiv livdoi? If it's a drabbanon, say tzorach. Chayiv is usually losim in a Torah. Say tzorach. So l'chora, this will start us off an introduction of tomorrow's shir, which is really the heavy lumbus. That from here could be Rashi and Tosfos saw that the din of bedika, where does it come from? So min haTorah they hold there's no chiyuv, because min haTorah. Why should I have to go worry about chometz? If I don't see it, I'm not going to eat it. And if I don't know about it, so then why should I have any problem? Why should I be over anything? What do I have to worry about? There's no tashbisu if I don't see it. So therefore Rashi learned that Where does this whole Indian of Bedika come? It's Shkidei Shloyavra Bal Yero Bal Yomotzei. So Rashi learns that the whole Indian of Bedika is a side part for Bal Yero Bal Yomotzei. It's not a Chiyuv in itself. It's a part, it's a protection for Bal Yero. Tosis has Kashis and Rashi. Tosis learns that it's for eating the Chometz. But Sai Rashi and Sai Tosis don't mention a word about Tashbisu. Should bother you. L'chara, poshut, you think? You can look for chametz in order to mekayim tashbisu. But for Rashi and Tosis, learn that the whole name of Bedika is not tied to tashbisu. Why exactly, Hashem, we'll work on it tomorrow.